So to start, for any of our listeners who might be a little fuzzy on the details of the DKRW Advanced Fuels Project, can you give us the 30-second overview of its history?
So basically what's going on here is we have DKRW Advanced Fuels, which is a Houston company, and they proposed building a plant that would essentially take coal and turn it into liquid petroleum products. So that could be anything from butane and ethane to gasoline itself.
And so this week, the news is that Arch Coal has written off its investment in this project as a total loss. Can you tell me more about that?
So basically, this project has been going on for a really long time. If I'm not mistaken, DKRW announced this first in 2002, and it's sort of been a off-again, on-again type thing for the following 12 years. And so what came out recently was that Arch Coal is a 25% investor in the project. They are a St. Louis company. They were going to basically provide the coal to the plant. And back in 2006, they put down, I believe it was $24 million to secure their share, if you will. So the news this week is that Arch, in their 2013 annual report, it listed this as an impairment loss. And that's an accounting term. And what it means is that when you're a public company, you have to tell your investors the value of your assets. And what Arch Coal is saying when they call this investment an impairment loss is that they're telling their investors they don't expect to see a return from this project.
Arch Coal was intended to supply the coal to the facility. You can't have a coal-to-gas conversion facility without the coal part of that. What does this signal in terms of Arch's plans to actually provide coal for this project?
Arch didn't say in their release or in their communications with us that they were pulling out of the project. So, but they also were very delicate in how they phrased it and saying that they listed this as an impairment loss because they felt that was the responsible thing to do. So my answer is a little bit of reading the tea leaves, and I think what it means is that they're still involved in the project. They're just telling their investors that they don't expect to see this thing make any money for them anytime soon.
And so what does Arch Coal's decision signal in terms of the overall viability of this coal-to-gas conversion plan?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm not sure that I totally know the answer. The thing about this is DKRW has applied for a $1.75 billion loan guarantee from the U.S. Department of Energy. And it's a $2 billion project overall. They're very much relying on this government money. So the Department of Energy isn't telling us where their review of this project is. And so going back to your original question about what's significant about this Arch Coal development, here we have an investor in the project telling us that they don't expect to see a return out of that. And so that is, you know, one of the first real signals of the project's financial health that we've had. There's been a lot of suspicion because DKRW has said, well, we're going to start construction, for instance, last summer. It didn't happen. They got sort of into hot water with the State Industrial Siting Council, which nearly revoked their permit before giving them an extension. And throughout all this, DKRW officials have said, you know, this is a big project. We're talking about a $2 billion project here. It takes a lot to get it off the ground. But, you know, after a while, I think people have started to question, you know, okay, it is a big project, but this seems to be taking a really long time.
And has there been any response from DKRW to Arch Coal's decision to list this as an impairment?
We called them yesterday to ask them that, and we haven't heard back from them yet.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more. Thanks so much for chatting, Ben.
Thanks, Stephanie.